Oh, we're very disappointed, Craig. I mean, overall, we think it's just another case of all hat, no cattle. This was an opportunity to develop Northern Australia into an economy base for the 21st century. You know, we could have opened our borders and looked at turning Northern Australia into an Asia-Pacific hub for tropical health and education. We could have done more to develop our pastoral sector. We could have invested in carbon farming. We could have invested more in Indigenous ranger and fisheries management jobs and Indigenous protected areas, more in nature and culture-based tourism. But instead, what we're seeing is a document with a very heavy focus on large dam and agricultural development, large land clearing projects and dam projects based on a failed business model in the north.
But is that the reality of northern development because of its isolation, because of the lack of population, that you need to look at those large-scale, broad-acre agriculture projects as the answer to development?
No, we actually don't. I mean, that's a failed business model. It's what we thought 30 years ago when we started looking at developing the Ord. But we now know that that's a business model that doesn't work, including Keith DeLacy's IFED project. It's based on a model that costs the taxpayer an enormous amount of money, costs natural and cultural values, and usually involves crops which don't work and fail, like we've seen in the Ord. That doesn't mean that agriculture is not possible in the north. It is. But the scale has to be appropriate. But it's not for major investors like Keith DeLacy, who want to build huge projects in catchments like the Gilbert catchment, which actually disenfranchise local traditional owner groups, the $230 million fishing industry in the Gulf, and local pastoralists, all who actually oppose the IFED project on those grounds, because they know projects of this scale don't work.
But then doesn't that get picked up through an environmental impact assessment to maintain the sustainability of such projects?
Oh, but environmental impact statements, they do produce some good work, but they never say yes or no to a project. That's made at a political level. And it doesn't also look at the the economic impacts of a project and whether it actually stacks up. See, one important part of the Northern Australia Development White Paper was announced in the May budget, which is a $5 billion infrastructure facility. And
yep.
This is
concessional
really
line package. Yep.
That's right. So it's a slush fund for large-scale projects that can't stand on their own two feet. They can't stack up on their own two feet to get government hand and taxpayer handouts. That's projects, again, like we're seeing with the IFED project. So they can't stand on their own two feet economically, and they need taxpayer-funded support in order for them to happen. And we just don't think that's an appropriate and sustainable model for Northern Australia development.